morning, Mr. President.
How are you, Edgar?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to give you a report. I talked to the mayor this morning. I couldn't get him last night, and he said he had just talked to you also.
Yeah.
And I told him that we were, of course, working together with his police authorities there. He said he took a trip through the Harlem last night with Murphy, and things seem to have quieted down somewhat in Harlem, but they apparently had shifted over to Brooklyn, which is to be expected. I think the Brooklyn situation is more of a looting situation of stores rather than a racial problem. There no doubt is a great deal of communist influence in the situation in Harlem. That's what the New York police are concentrating on, and we're giving them every assistance that we can. Now, so far as that's concerned, also we got Martin Luther King through the evening safe and sound. Some plane flew over, dropped some Ku Klux Klan leaflets, but there was no attempt made on his life. And I think that hump in the road is over.
I see that the New York News get a copy of it this morning. It's got a headline that says, "Who's Whipping Up the Riots? Mayor Holm, LBJ Assigns FBI." Now, I think that your people going in there helped the situation last night, and I think it'll continue to improve it when they know it's somebody that's competent and objective and fair is going to be looking over their shoulder. Whoever is crooked gets concerned when they know the FBI is in.
Yeah.
But this story is written by Jack Mallon and says professional, well-financed agitators by the hundreds, representing both the extreme left and the extreme right, are whipping up violence in Harlem, and legitimate, responsible civil rights organizations have lost control, the news established last night. A 5 month investigation by dozens of top detectives working in close cooperation with the FBI has disclosed widespread communist infiltration, so much so that they command 1,000 young fanatics dedicated to violence. Their instructions are deploy in sight. One high source described this as beatniks, crumb bums, addicts, and thieves, some of whom are paid narcotics as well as cash. The investigation launched at the order of Commissioner Murphy was conducted by the entire Central Office Bureau and squads, including the Bureau of Special Services and the Criminal Investigation Bureau. Meeting places and identity of leaders, none of whom had previously come to public attention, was established. Significantly, through the FBI, the police also established that funds from white racist groups who want, continued on page 12, New York to get a taste of Negro violence have been pouring into Harlem. In an unholy alliance, one high source disclosed, both the commies and the extreme southern right wingers have been supporting the black community